What's up, Anchor? Kaylee Chella checking back in with today's top stories. Kate Spade, a fashion designer known for her sleek handbags, was found hanged in the bedroom of her Park Avenue apartment Tuesday in an apparent suicide. She was 55 years old. Spade's body was found by a housekeeper not long after 10 a.m., police said. Her husband and business partner Andy Spade was in the apartment at the time. The police department's chief of detectives said that while the investigators were still in the early stages of their inquiry, evidence including the state of the apartment and the presence of a note pointed to a tragic suicide. Digging deeper into a culture war that he's repeatedly stoked, President Trump on Monday called off a visit to the White House by the Philadelphia Eagles, citing the dispute over whether NFL players protesting racial injustice must stand during the playing of the national anthem. Trump said in a statement that some members of the Super Bowl championship team, quote, disagree with their president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem, hand on heart, in honor of the great men and women of our military and the people of our country. He said the team wanted to send a smaller delegation Tuesday, but the, quote, 1,000 fans planning to attend the event deserve better. Instead, Trump said he would be hosting, quote, a different type of ceremony, featuring the U.S. Marine Band and the U.S. Army Corps that will, quote, honor our great country, pay tribute to the heroes who fight to protect it, and loudly and proudly play the national anthem. None of the Eagles took a knee during the anthem in 2017. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney replied with his own statement, saying that he is, quote, equally proud of the Eagles' activism off the field, and that the players, quote, represent the diversity of our nation, a nation in which we are free to express our opinions. Last week, Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins said he would not attend the ceremony because he didn't want to be part of a photo op and wanted to, quote, avoid being used as any kind of pawn. In addition to Jenkins, defensive end Chris Long was the most outspoken player against going. Quarterback Carson Wentz had planned to attend. It was unclear exactly what prompted the change of plans. The White House did not immediately respond to questions about what had sparked the decision and why the circumstances were different from other events honoring winning teams, which some players have boycotted. Late Monday, though, Trump wrote on Twitter that, quote, unfortunately, only a small number of players decided to come, and we canceled the event. Northern California voters are deciding whether to remove a judge from office for the first time in decades because he sentenced a former Stanford University swimmer convicted of sexual assault to a short jail sentence instead of prison. Santa Clara County Judge Aaron Persky would be the first California judge recalled from office since 1932 if a majority of voters choose to remove him on Tuesday. Stanford University law professor Michelle Dober launched the recall effort in June of 2016, shortly after Persky sentenced Brock Turner to 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting a young woman outside a fraternity house on campus. Turner was released from jail for good behavior after serving just 3 months. He is required to register for life as a sex offender. The judge was following a recommendation from the county probation department, but the case has turned into one of the first electoral tests of the Me Too movement's political clout. Persky told the Associated Press in an interview that he has no regrets over how he handled the case or his courtroom. The Associated Press reports, the charred landscape left behind by Guatemala's erupting volcano of fire was still too hot in many places Monday to pull out bodies so thickly coated with ash they looked like statues, as the death toll rose to 62 and was expected to go higher. Rescuers and helicopters managed to pull at least 10 people alive from ash drifts and mud flows that were up to the roof lines of some homes, forcing first responders to use sledgehammers to break open the roofs to see if anyone was trapped inside. Residents of El Rodeo, about 8 miles downslope from the crater, said they were caught unaware by the fast-moving hot ash and rock when the volcano west of Guatemala City exploded Sunday, sending towering clouds into the air. Searing flows of ash mixed with water and debris gushed down the volcano's flanks, blocking roads and burning homes. The director of the National Institute of Forensic Science confirmed that at least 62 people were dead. All came from the hamlets of Los Lotes and El Rodeo, but only 13 had been identified so far because the flows that reached temperatures as high as 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit had so disfigured the bodies. All right, guys, that's all I got for now. I will check back with you tomorrow. This is Kaylee Chella signing off.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.